It is 7 Beer Breakfast with all thanks to the team at Young's Veggie Shed on the Bass Highway in Camdale. Great to catch up with Kim Butterworth from Tackleboard and Outdoors in Wilson Street, Burnie, as we kickstart Gone Fishing for the first time in 2021. Happy New Year to you, Kim.
Happy New Year to you too, Lee. How are you?
As we know, the fish don't take holidays. Bit of action going on in Stanley at the moment, I believe. Snotty Trevally, good flathead and gummy shark.
There are, Lee. It is. The snotties have turned up in numbers, or relatively good numbers up there. But as we all know, snotty trevally fishing at Stanley, you always get up there and you should have been here yesterday. The reports are the chicken fillet's still going nicely, Lee. Tear the fillet, make it look fluffy on your hook. Bait presentation when they get finicky is very, very paramount. A little bit of a heavier rod, heavy line, and away you go. Hopefully you can get on the wharf. A little bit of wharf etiquette too, Lee, because it gets very populated up there when the trevally start running. So be a bit kind to other fishos that are up there doing the same as you, trying to come away with a feed of fish.
That falls into the basket of just a bit of common sense.
It is, Lee. And as you touched on, they are catching some beautiful feeds of flathead up there and some cracking big gummy up around that area, Lee. I'd love to be able to say the same for our coast down here, but the reports are that our flathead are a little bit harder to catch over the last week. The wind hasn't helped, of course.
It has been windy, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been a pain in the bottom, to be quite frank, Lee. It's been the talk of the shop, actually, when the wind is going to let up and we can get out and have three or four good days at them. When the wind has broken, Lee, we have had fishos out there, myself included, have been out trying to catch a fish. Done it fairly tough, I'd have to say. But anyway, there are still some beautiful fish going along our coast.
Okay, so Stanley's been going pretty well. Not snotty trevally, because that, as you did point out, in Stanley, but silver trevally along the coast.
There are, Lee. I've been seeing pictures and reports of some really big silver trevally. Now, these fish are a great fighting fish. They're not bad to eat. They will take a lure and bait, but they're hard to catch. But they're in the shallower areas of our coast, Lee, so around river mouths, in round little rocky reefs, not too far off the shore. Remember Damo a couple of years ago caught a couple of crackers underneath the salmon, but if you can burly up and get them in, like, they fight like one thing, and as I say, they come up into our streams, but if you could find the big ones out to sea, they'd be great fun on light gear.
He's still getting reports around Emu Bay of, say, kingfish and blackback salmon?
We are, Lee. Off the big rock wall out our boat ramp, they've been catching some nice blackback, just land-based fishos. I haven't seen any photos yet, but there are calls of kingfish being hooked, not landed. So there was a report here a couple of weeks ago of a big school of kingies coming in round the boat ramp and just swam in and swam straight back out. But I haven't seen any photos of the kings being caught or landed out here. I've seen photos of one off Alveston, one off East Devonport. Yeah, if you want to fish off the back of the boat ramp there, off the back wall, you'll get some nice little calamari as well as some nice salmon, maybe hook into a kingfish, Lee.
Talbot's Lagoon and South Rhino Dam, because we touched on that just before we wrapped up for 2020. Last year, they were pretty strong at the time.
They are, and they're just going from strength to strength, Lee. Talbot's is probably the standout at the moment, both for your fly fishos, your lure fishos. You can put a kayak on it and you can get to in around the timbers, and it's a great dam to fish. South Rowan is a little bit tougher, Lee. There's still a lot of fish in there. Over the last couple of years, they've been taking the mud-eye pattern just on dark. In around that 9 o'clock area, they're coming in, but they're a little bit tougher this year, so by all reports. But certainly, if you want to go up and have a go at them, you'll come away with a feed of fish. It's just like any fishing, Lee, just patience. Time on water and patience.
What about down the east coast? Are fishing pretty well at the moment? We're talking about silver trevally and King George whiting at the moment.
We are, Lee. In the bay down there, it's fishing extremely well if the wind lets up. You touched on the King George, the brim, the silver trevally in the bay. There's snapper. There are reports of kingies coming in the bay down there now. So it is a very good place, as we touch on, to go, even if you're not a fisho. If you want to go out from the bay out wide, they're getting some good mako shark down there, Lee. They're getting some cracking big blue-eye trevally, but that's right out on the shelf, Lee, so you need a good day and a good boat to get out there, and you're fishing in 450-plus metres of water. But I've seen some photos over the last week of some really big blue-eye out there, a lot of gem fish. And as the boys are touching on, and the girls are touching on, the mako are coming up, taking the fish off their line. So there's plenty of mako out there. If you want to go west coast on the other side, Lee, there's some beautiful big stripy trumpeter being caught. But once again, weather permitting. Our west coast, very, very unforgiving. You need a good day, a good bait, if you're going to go out and have a crack at them.
And tuna fishing is pretty strong to the west coast as well.
Yep, there are a few big bluefin being caught down there, Lee. So once again, they're a little bit like our snotty trevally. They're hit and miss. Yeah, and once again, if you can find them, they're still very hard to catch. But if the wind dies out, there's plenty of fish out there to go and have.
What's the tidal information look like?
So we're going to have high tide today at 12 8:40 a.m. So it's not a bad tide, but I think it's going to be horrible as the day progresses. It's going to be rainy, blowy, and I think even over the weekend it's going to be rainy and blowy. So maybe you're going to be land-based, but still there's somewhere you can get out and have a fish.
A bit of everything this week, from sun to wind plus rain.
Exactly right, and we need a rain too, Lee. The garden's as dry as.
We find you at Tackle World and Outdoors at Wilson Street. Bernie, you're open until 5:30 weekdays, back again on Saturdays till 2.
We are, Lee. I've got this Saturday off, but by all means, call in. If you need anything, come in and say g'day.
Make it safe and happy fishing, and we'll talk to you again next Friday morning, a little after 7, Kim Butterworth.
Look forward to it, Lee. Thank you.